Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We're Christians, aren't we? And as Christians, Christian trumps American, company employee, southerner, northerner, young, old, educated, uneducated. Christian trumps all that. And we're told by our master that we are to work a certain way. That we're to do what we do, how? Heartily. What does that mean, heartily? That sound like a diligent word? What does heartily mean? Another verse said, do what your hand finds to do with all your might. Do it. Don't drag around with it. Don't slop over it. Do it diligently. Give me some definitions of diligent that we looked at already. One literal definition was vehement, which has to do with intense. What else? Passionate. Speedily. Promptly. Early. That would all go with heartily, wouldn't it? Do it heartily. How? As unto the Lord. Would that apply if you're painting a house? Would it apply if you're sacking groceries? Would it apply if you're fixing a flat or pumping gas or cutting the grass? Or are you to do it, if you're a Christian, if you're a believer, are you to do it as though you're doing it for the Lord? We need to remind ourselves of this, don't we? Every day. Every day and every time we get up in the morning, get ready and go to work, every time we pick up a hammer, every time, right? We are to do this like we're doing it for Him. Not just when people are watching us. Now, this is not just a good idea. This is the Bible. And as believers, we are to do this whether people treat us right or they don't, whether they pay us good or they don't, whether they appreciate us, whether they don't. Because it's Bible. Do it as unto the Lord. As unto the Lord. As though we were driving nails for the Lord. As though we were sacking groceries for the Lord. Well, if you're sacking the Lord's groceries, you're not going to put His bread on the bottom. Right? That's the Lord's groceries. Don't mash His bread. Well, that's just that ain't the Lord, though. That's just a foul-mouthed unbeliever. Yeah, but your Lord told you to sack the foul-mouthed unbeliever's groceries as though you were sacking His groceries. Didn't He? Man, we need to keep this in front of us. It's so easy to get away from it. And your flesh wants to get away from it. And so we need to make an effort to keep it in front of us morning, noon, and night. There ought to be a phrase. Get it in your mouth. Get it in your mind. Say it out loud. As unto the Lord.
As unto the Lord.
Say it again. As unto the Lord. Say it again. As unto the Lord. Again. 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 What do you do as unto the Lord?
Everything.
Whatever you're doing. In all your work. And is it just when people are watching you?
No.
No. Did you know it is really foolishness for people to think that laziness goes unnoticed? Isn't it? Heads of companies are going to notice. Don't you think they're not? Oh, they may not say anything the first week or even a month or two. But laziness cannot be hid. The work's either going to get done or it's not. And you can only pile stuff in the closet so long. And one day, somebody's going to open the door and it's going to all fall out. One day, it's going to come out that this didn't get done and that didn't get done and the other didn't get done. It's going to come out. Even if you make it months and it seems like you're getting by with it, you can't hide slothfulness. You can't hide it. Nor can you hide diligence. You can't hide diligence. And even though nobody notices you or nobody acknowledges you, or it may seem like month after month nobody appreciates it, I assure you, it cannot be hid. And at the right time and the right way, the Lord will put his finger on you. Even if people purposely have been trying not to notice you, he'll say, you notice that? Look at that. And they'll realize it's been going on for months without somebody standing over them, without them being assured they're going to get paid extra for it. Come on. Without it being in their technical job description. Come on. And these are the kind of people that get promoted and get increased and get advanced. Somebody says, well, what if they don't advance me? Then God will advance you out of there. Maybe give you your own. There is nothing but win, win, win when you're diligent. Oh, it may not look like it. It may not feel like it. But I'm telling you, we just read the scripture. God is not unrighteous to forget. He remembers. And get this now, get this. He takes it personally because you were doing it. If you did it unto him, as unto him, it gives him a right to reward you for it.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Even if the people that own the company don't even believe in him. Yeah, you were working for them. Yeah, you endeavored to do it their way, the way they told you to do it. But within that scope, you did it as unto the Lord. And when you did that, you took it out of the realm of the company, out of the realm of what men notice and don't notice. Now, he took it personally because he knew your heart. And he knew all the time, they're doing that unto me. So he has every right to remember it,
yes,
and to reward it,
yes,
and to bless it.
Yes.
That was worth coming tonight. I'm telling you right there, if you get that and begin to live like that, then everything you do, every wrench you turn, every broom you move, God begins to take it personally because you did it for him. You did it to him. Oh, what if everybody was doing everything they did as though they were doing it personally for the Lord? What would happen? Boy, the level of everything, the quality of everything would come up. For one thing, jobs would take about a fourth as long as they're taking. Materials would not be wasted. And half the workforce would be showing up and say, we're already done with that. What do you want us to do now? I'm going to say, oh, you never do that. If you're doing it unto the Lord, you do. Is this okay? Is it Bible? Am I reading the Bible? It is the Bible. Whatever you do, look at verse 23 now again. You know, make sure you know I didn't write this. You're reading the Bible, right? Whatever you do, are you reading it with me?
Yes.
Whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men.
Amen.
Don't just get them in your eyes. Lift your eyes up. I go, I'm going to fix this flat as unto the Lord.
Amen.
As though I was putting it on the Lord's car.
Yes.
I'm going to clean this up as though I was doing it for the Lord. This is not just church stuff, friends. What did he say? Whatsoever you do. That's every natural and menial thing that goes on. Do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing, verse 24, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward. Woo! The reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Glory to God. Can you see why so many people are not blessed like they should be? Because they think, oh, this is not important, and they don't even deserve to have me working here. The way they treat me and what they pay me, dear me, they're lucky I even came in today. And so you drag around and you play around, mess around and hide and hide work and goof off and do this and do that, thinking this is just natural. It's got nothing to do with the Lord and the kingdom. How wrong they are. Because if you're not faithful in that which is another man's, who will give you that which is your own? If you're not faithful in a little thing, you're not going to get the bigger thing. What's happening as you're handling the groceries, as you're sweeping the floor, you are either qualifying yourself for bigger and better, or you are disqualifying yourself. You're either expediting your promotion and prosperity, or you are delaying it. You could take it out of the realm of the gritty and the low paid and the menial and the insignificant by just doing one thing. Pick up that water hose, pick up that broom, pick up that sack, put on the uniform and say, today, today I do what I do as unto the Lord. Now you have stepped out. You have stepped into the realm of the Spirit where God has a legal, God has put it in the book.
Yes, sir.
That you can know when you do this that he's going to reward you.
Yes.
You know there's no way God's going to write that and then not do it.
Yes.
He's obligated by his holy word.
Yes.
But how many know you got to get yourself by the ear every morning, don't you? And say, roll out, hit it, stir yourself up. No, we're not just cleaning troughs. No, we're not just doing this. We're not just doing that. We're not just typing on the computer. Stir up, stir up, stir up. I don't do it as a man pleaser.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me